As of today, if there are any gay soldiers among those here who are working out, they will no longer have to hide their sexual orientation for fear of being drummed out of the military. 6 months ago, President Obama repealed the law that forbid gays from openly serving and enlisting in the military. Today, after months of training soldiers on the new policy, that ban is formally lifted. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta spoke to reporters this afternoon.
Thanks to this change, I believe we move closer to achieving the goal at the foundation of the values that America is all about. Equality, equal opportunity, and dignity for all Americans.
For Air Force Staff Sergeant Jonathan Mills, the end of the ban on gays means he can concentrate on his job instead of worrying about losing it.
Personally, I will not have to live with that constant fear that someone is going to find out about me, that I'm going to slip up and say something to a supervisor or a peer. So there won't be that hanging over me. I'll be able to be confident in that simply doing my job and doing it well will be enough, you know, to keep me in the military.
Mills served one tour in Afghanistan and recently re-enlisted for another 4 years. And today, he's not the only one lifting the veil of secrecy. He edits OutServe, an online magazine which focuses on gays in the military. Today, it's profiling 100 gay service members. Mills says while lifting the ban is a big step forward, there will still be inequalities between gays and their heterosexual comrades.
Benefits such as being able to sponsor our partners to come on base and, you know, shop at the BX, shop at the commissary, live with us in base housing, receive treatment from medical facilities. There are a whole host of services that our partners will not have access to that our straight peers do.
And in New York, where celebrations at the Stonewall Inn.
Aubrey Sarvis is the executive director of Service Members Legal Defense Network, an advocacy organization and one of the key leaders in the fight to allow gays to serve.
There are two federal statutes that are barriers for gay and lesbian service members receiving the same benefit support and the same health and medical benefits as their legally married straight counterparts. One is a federal law which defines benefits for service members. The other is DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, which prohibits federal agencies from providing benefits and services for individuals of the same sex.
But opponents of lifting the ban on gays openly serving in the military say there should be no equal benefits for the partners of gay servicemen and women.
It's a risk that we've taken, and that is that we've made a fairly significant personnel decision in the midst of war.
Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis was an advisor to the Pentagon task force that formulated the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy in 1993. He's now a consultant to the Army.
Right now, we don't even give heterosexual partners any rights and benefits, so why should we give homosexual partners? Until the country decides about homosexual marriage at the federal level, I don't see that this issue is going to be resolved.
And McGinnis says the change in policy to allow gays to openly serve needs to be watched carefully to make sure it is not having a negative impact on the armed forces.
Yeah, you know, is there an effectiveness issue? Is there a privacy issue? Is there a religious freedom issue? Are there family issues? Are there health issues? Are there morale issues? Are there recruitment, retention issues? All of these issues that over the years that, you know, people like me who have addressed, you know, we want to know. And I think the American people, trying to keep their military as fit and ready as possible, deserve to know from their Congress whether or not this policy change benefits the military, or if it's a neutral issue, or in fact if it's hurting the military in some way.
Pentagon officials say the 14,000 service members who were expelled under Don't Ask, Don't Tell are now able to re-enlist.
I miss the military. I miss the people, the mission, the camaraderie, the professionalism of the men and women serving in our armed forces today.
Former Air Force Major Mike Almy served 13 years before he was kicked out after someone found personal emails on his computer which outed him as gay.
I set out to make a career out of this. I wanted to finish at 20 years and retire, or perhaps go longer. I want to finish on my terms and not have been kicked out under a discriminatory law or a law that's been declared unconstitutional. as well as I want to have a retirement. One of the things about the military is when you leave short of 20, you have nothing to show for retirement purposes, so I completely lost all my retirement benefits.
Major Almy is suing the Air Force and hopes that will provide him leverage to be able to re-enlist. But for the other service members who have been kicked out for their sexuality, re-enlistment is not a realistic option, according to Aubrey Sarvis.
Most people have moved on with their lives and their careers since they were discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Remember, some of these individuals were discharged 15, 16, 17 years ago. And in fact, they will not meet the age requirement. They will not meet the physical requirements. And so this is a loss that cannot be made up for them.
At the Pentagon today, Defense Secretary Panetta said with the ban on gays lifted, it was time to pay attention to other barriers that restrict people, such as the ban on women serving in combat jobs.